So you guys, Be'ezrat Hashem, are going to deal with youth. And much of today's youth comes from broken homes. And this is a subject which actually people are interested in hearing about. On the website, it happens to be that we, Baruch Hashem, have thousands of shiurim listened to. But the shiurim that people are most interested in are about the family. So you should know that this is a way to get in to really talking to people that they'll listen. When I started the class a few years ago on the family, my goal was really to find a way to talk to guys about improving themselves. Guys don't want to hear it. But if you tell a guy, you know, if you don't get used to doing your share in cleaning the room, the dorm room, then when you'll get married, you'll also have this bad habit, and then it's going to harm your marriage, then people are more apt to listen. So initially, when we had the class on the family, one of my goals in the class was to be able to talk to people about self-improvement without talking directly about that. And that's one thing you guys should think about when you're preparing a class for your chevra about the family. Now, what challenges, what are the major challenges that we face today? And we will open the subject. Unfortunately, in the 10 minutes that we have, obviously we cannot encompass all the issues, but part of resolving a difficulty is first quantifying what is the difficulty. The first difficulty that we have today is that we are egocentric. We live a world that focuses on what's in it for me. And the most difficult part of marriage is that marriage is all about what's in it for the other. What does the word ahava mean? What does ahava mean? Wrong.
Giving.
Ah. The word
comes from
hav in Aramaic means give. Ahava is giving. There was a woman who was separated from her baby in the Holocaust. She had 5 children and her husband had the baby. And they were separated for 5 years. And after the Holocaust, she got the baby back. The baby was already 6 years old, 5.5 years old. She was separated from the baby when the baby was a few months old, and got the baby when the baby was already a young child. And this woman said towards the end of her life that throughout her life, she felt a difference in the love she felt for the other children and that child. That was a child she didn't have to wake up in the middle of the night for. That was a child she didn't have the pain of nursing that child night after night and doing all the dirty diapers. We think, the Western society teaches us to think, why do I love someone? Because of what they give me. And Judaism teaches us that love is what I give them. We love what we invest in. We don't love what we receive. When we love based upon what we receive, then we're only loving ourselves. Western society teaches us to love ourselves. Western society also paints the woman as an object of desire, not a human being. As much as they talk about the concept of equality and the concept of women's rights, when you see an advertisement for a car and they show you a beautiful girl next to that car, what's that beautiful girl doing there?
Yes.
There's no intellect. When they post billboards with girls that are, I don't want to say dressed, I don't want to say undressed, but let's just say they're just barely dressed.
They do the same
What? Oh wait, but what are we doing when we do that? We're becoming animals.
We're
playing on our desires. And what are we doing? We're degrading the woman. Judaism elevates the woman. Judaism says a woman is. So questions we'll deal with later tonight. You're welcome to ask all the questions you want. But right now, let's just finish this concept. The within the marriage, the second greatest challenge that we have is that we approach marriage with Western concepts. We approach marriage with the concept of, I'm marrying a beautiful wife. I'm going to have the time of my life. Well, you know what? What happens 2 months into marriage? What happens 3 years into marriage? So people say the magic is out of the marriage. There was never any magic. What was the magic? The magic was all about me. So now, you're old, you're pregnant, you're fat, you don't have the looks you had before, I could go dance with another young girl, why should I stay in this marriage? Hey, if marriage is about me, then it's not marriage. Then I could just marry myself. If marriage is about giving, then we can build something. part of the problem is that people strive for happiness. Happiness is like trying to see your back in the mirror. You ever see a kid who tries to see the back of his head in the mirror?
So hard. Yeah, you take two mirrors.
Ah, you take two mirrors. If you keep turning around, you're never going to catch it. You're never going to see the back of your head. You ever see a kid try to do that? They stand there, you're never going to catch it. Happiness, why are Americans in such great need for psychologists?
They only have one mirror.
Because they are spending their life in pursuit of happiness, as it says in the Bill of Rights. Happiness is not something you can pursue. Happiness is something that is a byproduct. When you are productive in your life, when you feel you're doing something of worth, you will be happy. If you try to pursue happiness, you could spend your whole day at Great Adventure. You could spend your nights going to Friendly's, Dunkin' Donuts, and wherever you want. And at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be depressed sitting at the psychologist's office. But if you spend your life doing worthwhile things, then you could attain happiness. Someone once asked in a question and answer session, what could Bill Gates' daughter do to feel like an accomplished person? So I told them, the only thing she could do to avoid the psychologist chair is live a life of giving. Take the wealth she has and be a positive person with it. You will notice that the movie stars that come out normal are those that give in their life. Those that are focused on me, then their lives are a wreck. You know what they say? In Hollywood, weddings are like the wedding forecast. Change. Marriages change together with the weather. Okay, so what did we say are the top three challenges? Rael, you're going to have to be madrich on this. Ego. Western concepts of how we view a woman and Western concepts of how we view marriage. It's all about me. You'll notice that in English...
I do not think that when you put a woman hardly wearing anything on a billboard, I don't think it degrades a woman.
It shows her intelligence. It shows her properties. It shows you what a fine person she is.
No, but
it shows you what aspects of her does it show you other than her flesh?
Yeah, but also if you look at the woman, that
totally showing flesh, and that's
right.
What men want. That's what people want.
Wait. I'm asking a question. What about this human being are you appreciating?
You're appreciating nothing about them. It's not because
you're taking them and demoting them to an animal.
It's the fact that it's something that you can't get because it's so much above you. That it's like the car you can get, but the girl you can't get. Like for instance, the woman that do that those runway things. They're not good looking at all. They're symmetrical and perfect looking people, but they're used not because they're like sexual, because they are elegant, and the female body represents elegance. It's not always sexual. It's elegant.
Let me ask you a question.
A girl next to a Peugeot car with like a black background, it's like an elegance thing.
I hear what you're saying. Let's make a deal. I'll consider what you said, and you consider what I said. Fine.
Yeah.
I hear. Fine. Let's see. We'll both think about it. Maybe tomorrow I'll come back and I'll say I accept. I hear. I don't have to. Okay. Fine.
Man is not fully animal.
Okay. Is there any point you guys want to discuss?
And I think that the story of I don't know what her name was, when he sends this lady's husband to battle and he gets him killed.
Yeah, and Bashar.
That.